You can sit.
You're
alive.
Just for the record, we are out of executive session and back into open session. The Veterans Billboard discussion is being postponed till a later time when it can be reposted.
That's right.
Agenda review, and then we'll go to the parking garage comments last. Nikki.
Put several new items on our list. We do have time next Monday.
Can we do 12, 13, and 14 next Monday? For 13 and 14 are going to take maybe 2 minutes each because
right.
we're going to sign existing agreements that have been presented. Council has now gone over those, and we're just going to need to formally bring those out.
Number 11, the network planning one, that's what we talked about reposting it. We'll need about 30 minutes with that. That's the disaster recovery, and I did find a statute that applies. If we can get 30 minutes with that, just whenever.
Got Christy with the court orders 12, you said?
We're going to post 12, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
She said it'll take about 5 minutes in her email.
So that's 15 minutes right there. What about that, Mark?
Well, you say you've got number 11. You want that on next week for
if we could.
30 minutes?
That's
fine with me.
And that's that possible executive.
Do you want us to do 10 right after or right before?
I don't want to do 10 until after.
After?
Like the next day after, or next, leave it on there for another.
Well,
like 10 on there?
I don't want to.
We've got Mark is going to give us a presentation on what he thinks, and CenturyTel apparently wants to come and tell us what they think, right? I mean, is it if it's not the same thing?
I don't know. I wanted to hear Mark first.
We're going to finish here and. Yes, I will. Thank you, Rick. I'm sorry.
I just like to wait on 10 until after we get 11 and done, and then.
I'm trying to think of what we were going to have you put down on here that was new. We just kept.
12, 11, 12, 13, and 14 is what it was, Danny.
No.
And then 11.
11, that was from this morning.
Yes.
That's not what I'm thinking about. We mentioned it, that it needed to be brought up and put on the agenda for Monday. Just got through saying something about need to get it on there for Nikki. Was it something to pad? Oh,
is it any of the rest of these that were?
No.
All right, she's going to help you. Health insurance. Health insurance discussion.
All right. I knew it was. Okay. Maybe get
yep, we need that, and that has to be executive.
The entire thing?
Yeah.
Can we hold that toward the end? Is that?
Yeah, just before we go into budget discussions. That will be at least a 30-minute discussion.
Who's invited to this?
The health insurance?
Yes.
No, but just us three.
Okay.
Do we agree to hold off on 10 then? Let me look at the email.
Payouts or something?
There was an email about a wastewater plant, permit. Wasn't it something with permits and, hold on.
I don't remember. Did I send?
Yeah. You sent it yesterday.
Yeah, you sent me an
Monday?
Email. That completely just went over my head.
I can't see it right now. I don't remember. But yes, there was something.
A violation. It was a violation. Was
sewer violation or septic, septic violation.
Violation or something like that.
And something about the inspection process.
Yeah, because it would be
Michael
and
Scott.
Michael and Scott's Derek.
Let's give them time. Let's do it.
I think it's 15 minutes is all we've...
Jim, so you're wanting to pass on CenturyLink? That's okay with me.
I want to pass until we figure out, we hear from Mark.
Okay, well, we're going to hear from him on Monday, right? All right.
The next conversation, let me look before the doozies here.
What's different with number one?
That's the outstanding agreements that we're not ready to sign yet. That we're not going to sign, most likely.
And I just left it on here because you guys hadn't marked it off yet.
Right.
Well, actually, that's what he's addressing in number 11.
And that's how you want it posted?
Yeah, I would post network planning, yes, because it's not essentially...
Scratch number one.
Number one's going to go away.
Completely take it off?
Yep. Because Mark's recommendation is not to sign those, and even if we do something with CenturyLink, it won't be those contracts. Those contracts aren't going to be signed. We're waiting on Pat Keck, not waiting, we're waiting on the biosolids for that agreement, so there's nothing to do there.
We're waiting on all the other entities, and then we'll be the last to sign.
What's the difference in number three and, I guess it's just number three is the what's left of the building, right? And you're working on two ex officio, mm-hmm. So then we have number five.
Do we have an official response to number two? And if we do, should we share that?
Yeah.
An official response?
Yes.
I don't know if they do or not.
I'm talking about they.
Did we send something? We were talking about the sewer department.
Can we ask them if they've received anything from the AG's office?
Yes. Yeah, we'll just send them a note, right? Send a letter from the commission office to or the board or whoever sent the letter and see if they've got a response yet.
Number five.
Number five and number eight. I think number eight just requires a resolution from us. I think that's what Mr. Woolery had presented to us on number eight, just saying, do we support an alternate funding source for 911 consolidation? That's just a resolution. Isn't that what he asked for?
Yes.
And that's, and I called Dave and I asked him that.
Go ahead, you start to say something.
And eight pretty much tie into nine. They're the same thing.
Okay. Those dishes.
What are we going to do?
Here's what I think. Monday we need to have a discussion about the library and about 911. We need to talk about these issues. If we're not in support of the funding mechanism, then there's not an issue to talk about as far as 911 is concerned. If we are, then there is, and then there has to be a date picked. I think that we need to have a discussion about them. I brought this up last Monday for next Monday, but...
I think we need to put it up for Monday. We post them both. That way we can decide one or the other. And if we decide, if we get to a position where we want to make a decision for or against or whatever, we can do it at that point and be done with it.
Yeah.
I'm
ready. I want you to title it just like you did number nine. Okay. Proposed tax issues. Is that all right?
Do you want to put You want to list them both out?
You can.
Well, let me ask you this. Could we take action, say we want to do a resolution for 911, could we do it on a proposed tax issue, or do we need to be more specific in that? How about we say library and 911 proposed tax issues? Because that's who's proposed to us, is those two.
Okay.
In this conversation, I just make sure for discussion purposes, are we going to be, it's an open dialogue to the public?
I think that we all need to have a discussion.
I do too.
About 911 and what was given to us as a proposal, and about the library board. And what was given to us as a proposal. The library board was very specific.
Right.
They asked that we place a ballot on the issue for them next April.
Correct.
And then it have a specific amount of money.
Right.
pennies per $100 assessed valuation placed on that same ballot.
They were very specific. You're right.
The other was less specific. They really wanted to know if, in fact, we were going to be for the proposal. And if we were, then to choose what that was going to be.
Right.
Probably based upon all the meetings we've been to and all the information that we've been given. I'm ready to have that discussion if we're going to have it.
Let's have it.
Let's take how much time? 30 minutes?
I'd say let's block an hour.
Well, we need an hour if you're going to let the public talk.
Well, yeah, I think it's us that need to have this discussion versus...
Put it right in front of the emergency or the going into closed session. If it's what I meant by that is, if it's the last issue,
right.
We can put off the executive session until
right.
It can last half hour, an hour to end our day. How would that be?
End our morning session.
Before budget.
Yeah. I don't know what number 6 exactly is. Is that?
Did you ever get the documentation from that individual?
She's waiting on Green County.
Okay, so we just wait on that one.
So that's home.
I actually spoke with her this morning.
Okay.
When are we scheduling budget? Can you help me out?
We've still got a time frame to go through before
we
start.
I'll need to do the agenda today for next week.
Ron, what's your end of next week looking like for you?
Well, I was originally scheduled to go to the fall board meeting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, which is in Memphis, but I don't think that I will be going to that meeting.
Okay.
My first question is, are you all wanting to meet? Well, do we have it posted for tomorrow?
Yes.
So we can meet tomorrow, 8 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever time after that, I suppose. We're going to meet on this tomorrow, and if in fact we are... Are we scheduled for Tuesday the 4th? I am on my...
Yes.
And we're scheduled for...
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. We are not.
But we're scheduled for Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have enough time to...
Oh, yeah. We'll have at least 4 hours at Monday afternoon.
Yes.
After all this other.
Yes.
Okay. I bet you we probably can start before lunch.
So we got Monday afternoon, we got Tuesday, we got tomorrow, and then we...
And let me ask
you...
If
I tell you, then we got Wednesday, Thursday,
Let me ask you
Friday.
This question. Why couldn't we start a little bit earlier on Monday? I mean, budget's the biggest thing. Could we not start a little earlier? So we have more time for the budget?
Start what earlier?
Budget. Start the whole meeting, commission meeting.
We're starting it at 8 o'clock, aren't we?
What?
Tomorrow or Monday?
Monday.
He's talking about Monday. 8:30 is when you have your prelim.
Right, but we don't start taking action until 9. I didn't know if you wanted to move it up.
It's okay with me. I don't care.
No, just leave it.
Doesn't make me any difference.
Just leave it. Just leave it.
Want to go ahead and schedule Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week and get the big chunk of this budget knocked out, guys?
Thursday, I'm fine. I've already committed to be gone next Wednesday, so I won't be around Wednesday next week. But Thursday, I'm open.
See, Brandon, you could take his place on Wednesday, right?
He can start now.
We're all set.
I'll be in Wisconsin.
Hey, good.
Pardon?
I'll be in Wisconsin.
You can teleconference him.
Okay.
Let's make this decision on Monday then, so we'll better know what the...
Great.
So at this point, I'll just...
We're going to be meeting tomorrow. We're going to meet Monday afternoon. We're going to meet Tuesday. And Tuesday, we're going to start at what time, guys? Let's let her know. What'd you say?
It's like...
I can't see how many fingers when you're that fast. How about 8?
I always put it at 8. I don't care.
Anything else at all that you'd like to ask?
Yes, for your information, on the 12th of December is when I'm scheduled for the orthopedic surgeon. So if you want to put that down, I'm going to be with that dude any time sooner that he can take me.
What's your recovery, Ron? Do you have any idea?
No, they're not doing surgery that day. That's just when they're doing the tests.
So odds are the 13th.
Odds are they won't schedule me for within a couple of weeks of that.
Okay.
And my wife has... volunteered for them.
Okay, I agree.
What else? What else, Danny? Anything else, Danny, Jim? Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder that I'm not in the office tomorrow.
I'm going to do my... you've got scheduled for up there, right? So we can watch. Okay, all right.
And Mr. Dixon has...
Good. Cool.
Gentlemen, the one thing that we have left is a parking garage on this agenda for today's activities that was postponed this morning. I believe that we need to move forward with that part of the garage that was damaged ASAP, and then we need to make a decision about whether or not we want to do the rest of it now or do the bidding procedure in 2013.
I'd rather do it now. Put it out for bed.
The whole thing? That's fine. Then let's direct Mr. Erickson to do the whole thing ASAP. You want to do it in separate bids in case it's one contractor does one phase of it and one contractor does the repair part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. In case it comes in,
we have some options.
We have no difficulty with what process may take place for part of it.
Mr. Erickson, if you're listening, could you come down for a moment, please? I truly believe that we need to get that one part ASAP, and that's where you're saying to separate the two, that from the...
That way we can lay out, depending on what the bids come in, because the structural engineer gave his estimates. We don't know what that's going to set, but I think we keep them separate. That way we can get the one part fixed ASAP and get that thing back open. And I think we all agree we've got to maintain the garage with the investment we've already made.
Is there anything else for today's business? If Mr. Erickson makes it down, I will chat with him.
No? So we're just going to go back upstairs and do a budget then.
Let's recess for...
Recess and relocate?
Recess until 2:30 when we meet upstairs for budget.
Great. He'll talk with them directly.